Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back, 7 Till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks very much for staying with me, having a great visit with our good friend Jim Ostroff. He's with the Kiplinger Editors. That's Kiplinger.com, and you can find there lots of stuff on their website, including their publications, the Kiplinger Letter, their flagship, which, by the way, Jim, next week we're going to celebrate your 84th anniversary.
That's right.
And Mr. Kiplinger, Austin Kiplinger, the son of the founder, is going to be on the show on Monday.
That's right, and that's great. I urge every person to please listen. And the point here is that Austin, as Jim and I have often discussed, Austin is a national treasure.
He's a national treasure. It's 87th birthday, by the way. It's 87th anniversary, because it's 5 years younger than Mr. Kiplinger, who's going to be 92.
That's
he
right.
was 92 last weekend. Or this weekend.
That's right. I'm sorry. This is the 87th. 1923.
Yeah.
Do the math, Jim.
We're going to celebrate the anniversary, and we're also going to celebrate his birthday. Folks, you don't want to miss this interview with Austin Kiplinger on Monday. As Jim said, he's a national treasure. Man's 92 years old. He's smarter than all of us right now.
I agree.
Yeah, so looking forward to that. So Kiplinger.com. Check out their publications. They're all there. And don't forget the 30-day free trial. Jim, how about that toll-free number?
Yeah, we have one. It is 800-544-0155.
Great American Family Business. It's one of my favorite stories to tell. Jim, for the second straight month, rising consumer prices are quelling deflation talk.
Right.
We need a little inflation, don't we?
You do. You need some in the economy. It is vital. And from July to August, inflation moved up at about 0.3% rate. You need some inflation, and the critical thing here also, psychological and market, it will help quell fears that we're going to see deflation.
Right.
And if people believe that prices are falling, well, you don't want to go there.
One of the indicators that the economy is coming back a little bit is when businesses have the ability to raise prices, which small business owners need to do. Recent survey, NFIB survey, Jim, showed that still, even now, more small businesses are cutting prices than raising prices. We need to be able to raise prices a little bit more to increase our profits, and that'll mean that the economy's coming back a little bit, and it'll be giving the Fed a little bit more power to control price structure. By inflation is going to help them with that. Deflation won't.
No, and with deflation, there's no. It's very difficult for the Fed to try to stimulate the economy, or to keep things from getting worse. They're nearly at a zero interest rate now.
That's right.
The federal funds rate.
Their bullets are getting less and less. So hopefully that's going to be good news. We'll continue to have a little bit of inflation, just not too much. Jim, let's move down and talk about this bill that passed the Senate this week. It's probably going to go to the House today or tomorrow, someday real soon. And this is called the Small Business Bill that the government is pushing. And talk to us about that a little bit.
Okay. In short, $30 billion fund created here, earmarked for community banks. The idea here is that it will enable the smaller banks, which will get some special benefit in terms of having to repay the money, but it will enable community banks to lend more to small businesses that may need the money. There's sort of a stampede over here on this, especially in this election year, which is why we think this will be enacted.
Yep.
And
it's going to pass. It's going to pass this week.
It will pass. And
the president will sign it probably on Monday.
As quickly as possible. I mean, certainly this is a political
Jim, this is I'm going to predict it right now. Folks, write this on a rock. This will fail. This will wind up being a failure, Jim, because independent banks don't need the money. They don't need more money to loan, and they don't. And small business owners don't need more loans, because if they did, they'd be asking banks for loans, which they're not. And if they were, the banks have the money to lend them right now. So all this is, Jim, is another attempt by the government to show that they're, to get us to believe that they're doing something for us, for small business owners, which they're not, and it will fail.
And, you know, I got to say, there, certainly there's been much legislation over many years where, yeah, basically it was politically motivated.
That's what this is.
And folks, done with good intentions, but it has other consequences.
And that's those are my opinions, by the way. That's not out of the Kiplinger letter.
No,
hey, Jim, thanks for
not,
being here. I'm looking forward to anniversary week next week.
Thank you, Jim.
We'll
take care, everyone.
See you next time. Jim Ostroff, ladies and gentlemen, he'll be back. I will be too, but it'll be tomorrow. I'm Jim Blassingame. I'll see you later.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.